Wedding Night Fluff by Seven Fists. Read by Momotastic as an ITPE treat for Attend to the Bones.
I think I've walked too close to love, and now I'm falling in.
The evening was warm, and people lingered in the yard as dusk turned into night. Zhenya turned on the strings of globe lights strung above the patio. Sidney had lost his shoes at some point and was wandering around barefoot in the grass. He was pink and a little sweaty. Someone kept refilling his wine glass. He hadn't quit smiling since Zhenya slid the ring on his finger. Zhenya ate too much cake and thought that maybe he had never been happier.
"Great wedding," Max said to Zhenya as he and Katya took their leave at last.
Milana was asleep on Max's shoulder. Her frilly flower girl dress was smeared with cake frosting all down one side.
"Thanks. I planned the whole thing," Zhenya said. "Sid didn't help at all."
"That explains so much," Max said.
Zhenya had planned most of it. Sidney didn't care about a wedding, and Zhenya had of course wanted to go all out. This was their compromise, a quiet September afternoon in their backyard in Pittsburgh, with their families and closest friends. Sidney hadn't even worn a tie. Max and Katya's departure was the beginning of the end. Everyone drifted into the house and then gradually trickled out of the front door. Zhenya's parents left with Sidney's parents and Taylor. They were all staying in the house that had been Zhenya's and was now a free hotel for anyone who came to visit. As she left, Zhenya's mother kissed Sidney's face a few times until he glowed like a stoplight.
"Be very gentle with him, Gino. It's his first time," Flowers said, and dodged Sidney's kick pretty gracefully for a man with a cranky toddler in his arms.
After all the hugging, well wishes, and enthusiastic waving from the front stoop, Sidney at last closed the front door with a sigh. They were alone and married.
"Well," Sidney said and smiled at him.
The backyard wasn't as much of a mess as it could have been. Someone had taken charge. The tables were cleared and all of the plastic plates and cups and cutlery had been stuffed into garbage bags. The tables and chairs would be picked up tomorrow. Sidney and Zhenya brought the remaining food inside and put it away if it still looked edible, or threw it out if it didn't. Zhenya furtively ate another slice of cake, sneaking forkfuls when Sidney's back was turned, and regretted it after only a few bites. But stubbornness powered him through to the finish line. It was excellent cake.
"Guess that's it," straightening up from his contemplation of the fridge. "The rest of it can wait until tomorrow."
"Good," Zhenya said. He opened his arms and Sidney came to him and tucked himself against Zhenya's chest, Zhenya's husband.
"I'm glad we did this," Sidney said. "You were right. I'm glad we didn't just go to the courthouse."
"People like to celebrate,"
Zhenya said. He turned his head and kissed Sidney's hair.
"They're happy for us. They like to be here, be happy with us."
"Yeah," Sidney said. He sighed, long and content, and kissed Zhenya's neck. His hands untucked Zhenya's shirt from his trousers and slid up underneath, fingers trailing along Zhenya's waistband to make him shiver.
"Let's go to bed."
"Okay, good idea,"
Zhenya said. He was a little drunk and feeling uncomfortably full with that last piece of cake settling in. It had been a long day and full of emotions. He had cried through every toast. He was ready to go to sleep and wake up in the morning with Sidney's ring on his finger and Sidney beside him in the bed. The first morning of their marriage. They went upstairs. Zhenya stripped down to his underwear and brushed his teeth and took a leak, which didn't do much to relieve the pressure in his belly. When he went back into the bedroom, Sidney was naked and stretched out on his side, palming his dick against his abdomen, rubbing at the base with his fingertips. He was most of the way hard. Zhenya groaned.
"Sid, I think we sleep."
"It's our wedding night," Sidney said. "We have to have sex. Pretty sure it's a law."
Zhenya climbed onto the bed and flopped onto his back. Sidney looked good. He always looked good. Tan from being outside so much over the summer, deliciously soft in the places Zhenya most liked to squeeze, and Zhenya felt pretty gruesome, but his dick was taking an interest anyway.
"Sid, maybe I eat too much cake," he admitted.
Sidney laughed and scooted in close, propped up on one elbow, his dick pressed against Zhenya's hip. He slid his hand over the curve of Zhenya's belly, bulging outward beneath his ribs, higher on the left side, where his bloated stomach was. Here I thought I'd be the cake-related casualty for sure.
"It's so good," Zhenya said. "I order best cake. It's big mistake for me."
Sidney stroked him again, and Zhenya sighed and relaxed back into the pillows. Sidney's hand felt good, broad and warm on his bare skin. His belly was tight as an inflated balloon.
"Guess there's no chance you're gonna let me fuck you," Sidney said.
He ducked down and kissed Zhenya's cheek. Zhenya groaned again. He felt like a beached whale.
"No, you get me off. Very gentle, like flowers say."
"Wonder who he thinks is getting deflowered tonight," Sidney said.
Zhenya turned his head for a kiss, and Sidney gave him exactly the kiss he wanted, slow and deep. Zhenya lifted one hand to tangle in Sidney's hair. Sidney kept rubbing his belly in long, soothing strokes. Warmth pooled in Zhenya's groin. Maybe sex would be okay, if he could lie here just like this.
"Help me take off,"
he said, drawing Sidney's hand to the waistband of his boxers.
"I'll do all the work," Sidney said. He went up onto his knees and worked the boxers down Zhenya's legs. "You can't just lie there and keep groaning. I'll pretend they're sex groans. Basically the same noise."
"We married now, so you're supposed to be nice to me," Zhenya said, and Sidney grinned and said,
"I don't remember anything like that in our vows."
Sidney was the worst, but then he lay down between Zhenya's legs and started licking Zhenya's half-hard dick, and Zhenya hastily revised his mental opinion. Sidney was the best. Sidney really took his time with it, sucking on the head for ages and pulling off repeatedly to mouth at Zhenya's balls. Somehow, the uncomfortable fullness of Zhenya's stomach combined with the soft pleasure of Sidney's mouth until Zhenya felt like he was floating, tingly and warm all over. His orgasm was a slow ebb instead of a sudden peak, and he felt wonderfully wrung out in the aftermath, limp and sleepy. Sidney sat up, wiping his mouth on the back of his hand. He was hard and flushed, and he was Zhenya's.
"Come here,"
Zhenya said, reaching for him, and Sidney sat on Zhenya's hips and wrapped Zhenya's hand around his dick.
"Won't take me long," Sidney said. "Those cake groans really did it for me."
Zhenya's laughter burst out of him, and then he groaned again at the way it jostled his stomach.
"Don't make me laugh," he pleaded.
"I'll be good," Sidney said. He leaned down and pressed a lingering kiss to Zhenya's forehead, and then another.
Then he sat up and dug his knees into the bed. Getting Sidney off like this was one of Zhenya's favorite sights. The way his eyes squeezed shut and he chewed on his bottom lip. The way he got pinker and pinker as he approached the edge. Zhenya used both hands, and it didn't take long. Sidney rolled his hips a few times and let out his own groan and came into Zhenya's hands.
"Good work," Zhenya said. "Now you deflower."
Sidney laughed. "Too late for an annulment, eh?" He leaned over and grabbed a couple of tissues from the box on the nightstand and gently cleaned Zhenya's hands. Then he bent down and kissed Zhenya's forehead again, so sweetly that Zhenya felt himself tear up for probably the 15th time that day.
"You're such a sap," Sidney said fondly.
"Don't make fun," Zhenya said.
"I'm not," Sidney said. "I hope you never change. I hope I can make you cry forever."
"You stop, or I cry for real,"
Zhenya threatened. And Sidney grinned and lay down beside him and pulled the covers up over them both.
"It was a good day," Sidney said.
He wriggled into Zhenya's side until Zhenya put an arm around him, and then Sidney rested his head on Zhenya's shoulder, tucked into the crook of Zhenya's armpit. He started stroking Zhenya's belly again.
"You can't get rid now," Zhenya said. "Stuck with me. So I eat cake all the time, get very big."
"I think that might slow you down on the ice," Sidney said.
But other than that, go for it. Zhenya huffed and shifted around a little, settling in for sleep.
Glad I marry you, he said.
He felt even more tender than he usually did after sex. The wedding had brought all of his emotions to the surface. He would never forget the look on Sydney's face as they said their vows.
I'm glad every day, Sydney said, that I have you.
He brought Janya's right hand to his mouth and kissed his wedding band.
Tomorrow we do nothing, Janya said. Okay? Stay home all day, eat food, nap. Maybe we get in pool.
Sounds good to me, Sydney said, his hands still rubbing slow circles, and Janya drifted off peacefully into sleep.
I think I've walked too close to love, and now I'm falling in. There's so many things this weary soul can't take. Maybe you just caught me by surprise. The first time that I looked into your eyes, and there's a laugh inside of me that I can feel again. And it's the only thing that takes me where I've never been. Feel like home.